Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. What a privilege again to be with you all. And recently in my personal devotions, I was reading this passage of scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. And here Peter, as he's reminiscing about his time with the Lord Jesus, and as he's writing this letter to God's people scattered, he says in verse 16, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." The impression they had and the memory they had of the Lord Jesus Christ was so strong in their hearts, in their minds. And we thank God in John 14:26, the Word of God says, "When I give you the Holy Spirit, when I send you the Holy Spirit, I will bring to remembrance things which I've taught you." And Peter, as he's reflecting about his own life, how Jesus gave so much grace, even the days when he was so quick in speaking, and there were times he denied him, and then Jesus forgave him, and Jesus incorporated him into the ministry, and we see he was so excited till the very end. He was strong in his commitment and his zeal, and he said, "We were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Recently, I was reading a story in one of the devotions, and I was so blessed about three Korean men in 1800s, 1880 or so. They were in China working, and they became followers of Jesus Christ. They were so eager to communicate this message. So they had a Bible and they prayed and decided, "We want to take this back to our country in Korea." So the first one who volunteered took the Bible, put it in his bag, and he traveled. And as he went to the border, they checked his baggage. They found the Bible, and then they had killed him. So then the word got around. So the second man, he came, and he wanted to take the Bible, and he was willing to go all the way. And so he took the Bible, ripped it apart, and put all the pages in different parts of his bag, which he was traveling back to his country, because he wanted his people to know this Jesus. And again, they opened his bag at the border, they checked it, and they found these pages of the Bible, and then he was arrested, and he was killed. Now, the third person who said, "We want to communicate and take this," he devised a clever plan, and he took pages of the Bible, and he made it into a rope, literally made it into a rope, and he tied his baggage, and then he went to the border. And they, at the border, they checked it. And when they checked it, and then they looked at it, said, "There's nothing here, you're okay, you can go." He had made a homemade rope. And then he took the Bible, he went back into Korea, then he took all the pages, ironed it out, and made it straight, and got the pages together, and got the Bible together, and started sharing the gospel. And here we see, like Peter, "We were eyewitnesses of His majesty," his zeal and his heart to communicate this good news was so strong. So let us take every opportunity we get to talk to people with wisdom and tact, like Daniel 2:14. What a great God we serve. He has redeemed us. He has called us ambassadors. Let us be faithful ambassadors to Jesus. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.